That's all right. That's cool. Nicole, 14. How are you, Brother Nat? My husband used to listen to you when he was learning about Orthodoxy, but it seems you're talking an awful lot about the Jewish people now and have moved away from focusing on the church. I may be wrong, but I think about you and your well-being. Lord of mercy. Okay, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Okay, I moved away from focusing on the church. No, I didn't move away. I was banned. See, this is thrown in my face. Not, you're not throwing in my face, Nicole. You're not. But this is thrown in my face constantly by Orthodox Christians who've really become my number one enemies, okay? They say, why do you talk about politics? Why don't you do the gospel? Why don't you talk about the church? I like to smack them in the mouth and they turn the other cheek and smack them on the other cheek. See? Because I did Bible with Brother for over a year on YouTube. I would get 4,000 to 5,000 comments from young kids who did an analytical 12 to 24. You're so cool. What church is this? Why do you dress that way? I say, write to me, email me. I brought so many into the Orthodox Church. I wasn't doing politics. I stopped it. Now I'm getting angry. And then Susan Wyszytski, shit. Wyszytski banned me suddenly. No warning, no suspension, no, hey, you got to be careful here. Just ban me, the no good bitch, for preaching the gospel. And St. Paul has something to say about that. They are contrary to all men. They forbid us to preach the gospel. And the wrath of God has come unto them to the uttermost, 70 AD. He wrote that 2 years before 70 AD when it was raised to the ground. Now, Susan Wyszytski's son was raised to the ground 3 months after she banned me. He took an overdose at some dormitory party, dead. A year later, that bitch is dead. Here's the most recent picture of Susan Wyszytski. And don't tell me I've left the church and stopped preaching about the church. I'm not arguing with you, Nicole. I got 3 appeals. You think you're going to appeal anything with Wyszytsk, with Yids? You ain't going to appeal nothing. Then she takes $5,000 on my monetization because I violated terms of service. She would not tell me what did I do to violate community guidelines. What are community guidelines? What the Yids want to hear. And this, the Yids didn't want me preaching the gospel because Peter Hears was reaching nobody. Josiah Trenum, the jock for Christ, who I really can't stand, who really doesn't know Orthodoxy, okay? He would get nothing. He would get people coming on to his comments, 5 or 6. Oh, I was down in the dumps, Father Josiah. And you lifted my spirits. I wasn't doing that. I'm not trying to reach people down in the dumps. I was trying to reach the youth, and I was, because it was so cool. I did graphics. I did stuff out of the box, like I saved a snake today. I did something so cool, my teddy bear. And that bitch, she's dead. God killed her. All right, let me get in a good mood again. All right, is there any more questions? I'll smile. Brother Nathaniel, printful.me. They might call you anti-Semitic, they'll say. The Yids have an evil compulsion to subvert and fight all things that are righteous. This is why it's important to stop Jews from harming everyone. They are the leaders in transgenderism and child mutilation. The top surgeons are Jews. Now, I brought this to the fore on Brighteon. When everyone in the world was banning me, and this scum, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, banned me. For showing that the Jews are grooming children and cutting off their penises. And that Mike Ranger, whatever the hell he is, Health Ranger, banned me. He says free speech. He still advertises Brighteon as free speech. He's a liar. Now, this is why it's important to stop Jews from harming people. Children. Because not only does it help everyone, it helps Jews too. Now, I could have helped Susan Wyszytski. I could have reasoned with her. Look, Susie. If you really look what I'm doing on Bible with Brother, I'm preaching the gospel. I'm not calling out Jews. I'm not saying Schumer has a big nose. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just preaching the gospel. So I could have saved this woman from dying. I could have saved her son from dying. if she could have pulled back on her Jewiness and her subversive ways a little bit, I could have helped her live. So I'm trying to help Jews because it's going to come on them strong. This is just a short lapse where you have Speaky Johnson, the scumball who's praying for Jews, that lights a Hanukkah menorah, okay? And basically he's saying, we're all for you in Gaza, okay? They still have a little time to repent, but it's going to come on them strong. It's going to come down them hard. So I'm trying to help Jews. All right, now, I want you to go to @RealBrunette. I want you to subscribe because you're going to get the inside story before anybody. And in some cases, I'm just going to give you the inside story only to my subscribers. And I'm not going to do it on my streams. I'm not going to do it on my tweets. I'm not going to do it on my videos. Only my subscribers are going to get it, okay? Because I'm telling you, I have contacts all over the world. Do you know I have contacts in Iran? I do. And of course, I have contacts in Romania because of the Romanian Orthodox Church. I have tons of contacts in Russia. I have tons of contacts in Palestine and Lebanon. Now, I'm not doing much on foreign stuff anymore because I care about America. And I feel the excitement in the air. Okay, whatever you want to say about Trump, okay. Now, what's coming? They're now revving up this bird flu. And I was the first one to talk about it 3 months ago. I said, it's coming, people. I did 2 videos on it. And I'm going to do another one. Because now, Governor Hairdo declared a state of emergency for the state of California bird flu. And the CDC, run by Miriam Cohen and Robert Redford, is the head of it, a Jew. They're all Jews. Says, the first serious case of bird flu. And the funny thing about bird flu, you don't even know the hell you have it. So there's probably millions, CDC will tell you, the Jews, millions are walking around with bird flu and they don't know they have it. So what we suggest for everybody to do to take this vax that'll kill you, and they've got 4 million vials ready. Only I know this. All right, where are we? We're done. Okay, forget about Jonathan Greenblatt. I don't want to see him. Do we have any more streams? Do we have any more super chats? Do we have live chat? Do we have virtual chat? No other chat right now. Well, let's do a little exposure. I'm sure I'm going to get hit up by all the Protestant priests who think they're Orthodox. I'm sure they will. And I do it to annoy them. I do it on purpose, really. I want them to see it. Especially when I do that. Let's roll it up. Oh, look at that. Showing some skin. Well, I'm your number one noticer. And you can be too. BrotherNathaniel.printful.me. We're launching, and it's going to be on coffee mugs. It's going to be on hoodies. It's going to be on your bum, on your sweatpants. It's going to be on a lampshade. Oh, it's going to be on soap. We're going to do this thing, okay? It's going to be beautiful. And finally, I'll be able to pay Rockwell and Brunswick because I'm in arrears, okay? So I got to feed them. That's all. Be your number one.